You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Shoman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for this episode. Today, we'll be talking about how low levels of thyroid hormones can affect your breathing. We don't even think about it, right? Breathing happens, and it's essential to life. When we breathe in oxygen, we expel or breathe out carbon dioxide. Too much carbon dioxide in the bloodstream prevents oxygen from entering, causing hypoxia, which is a state of having low levels of oxygen in your tissues, and it can prevent your organs from functioning properly. Your lungs are where this very important oxygen-carbon dioxide exchange occurs. So while breathing is completely second nature to us, many hormones, muscles, and body systems are intimately involved. We'll focus on one of these hormones, thyroid hormone, and see how it affects your breathing. A quick overview of the thyroid. A small butterfly-shaped gland called the thyroid gland sits at the bottom of your neck with its main role in releasing thyroid hormones. Once in your bloodstream, thyroid hormones travel to different organs where they can help with controlling and regulating metabolism, maintaining mental, muscle, skin, and hair health, aiding in growth and development, producing body heat, aiding in fertility and digestion, and so many more functions. Every cell and organ in your body needs thyroid hormones to function. But your thyroid gland can release too much or too little hormone. Too much thyroid hormone, also known as an overactive thyroid gland or hyperthyroidism, can cause your body functions to go faster. In contrast, hypothyroidism, an underactive thyroid, and too little thyroid hormone slows everything down as far as body function. Some of the most common hypothyroidism symptoms include weight gain, feeling tired, weak, and exhausted, constipation, brittle hair, dry skin, and also hair loss, cold intolerance, and many other symptoms that can affect us. So can thyroid problems affect your breathing? The short answer is yes, absolutely. Both hyperthyroidism and hypothyroidism can affect your breathing. So hypothyroidism and the condition known as Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is the main cause of hypothyroidism in the U.S., can cause mild breathing problems up to life-threatening respiratory failure. Here's the process. All your muscles need thyroid hormone to contract, a process where your muscles shorten, lengthen, or tighten to complete an activity. In the case of your lungs, contracting is the activity of breathing. So pulmonary function tests or lung function tests measure how well you're breathing and your lungs are functioning. According to research, people with hypothyroidism or lower thyroid function tend to score lower on pulmonary function tests compared to people with normal or high levels of thyroid hormones. Because of this, people with hypothyroidism can experience exercise intolerance. So the inhaling and exhaling involves a lot of muscles. Your diaphragm, located below your lungs, is one of the major muscles involved. Low levels of thyroid hormone reduce your muscle tone, and they can cause muscle weakness and make it harder to breathe. Mild weakness of your diaphragm can cause exercise intolerance, but severe weakness can lead to shortness of breath even at rest. Your lungs also contain tiny air sacs called alveoli that allow oxygen to enter your blood. Specific lipids or fats and proteins make up a substance called pulmonary surfactant, which covers your alveoli to help protect your lungs from infections and injuries, keep the alveoli open, and remove extra fluid from the lungs. Since your lungs need thyroid hormones for growth, development, and for making pulmonary surfactant, any changes in the makeup or amount of pulmonary surfactant can affect the amount of oxygen entering your blood. Both hypothyroidism and hyperthyroidism can cause goiter, which is an enlargement of your thyroid gland. As your thyroid gland gets bigger, the amount of air moving through your trachea, also known as your windpipe, to your lungs can decrease. Because of this, you can develop a number of symptoms like trouble breathing, wheezing, coughing, and a high-pitched breathing sound called stridor, or you can also develop sleep apnea. So sleep apnea is a condition where your breathing stops and restarts while you're sleeping, and it can affect how much oxygen you're getting into your lungs throughout the night. Snoring or gasping for air while sleeping are common conditions and signs of sleep apnea. About 25% of people with hypothyroidism or Hashimoto's also have obstructive sleep apnea, which is a type of sleep apnea caused by blockage of the upper airway. The risk factors for obstructive sleep apnea include being overweight or changes in your hormone levels. Low levels of thyroid hormone may contribute to sleep apnea by causing weight gain, obstruction due to deposits of proteins and sugars in your upper airway, a decrease in your oxygen carbon dioxide exchange, and fluid buildup. There's also a situation called pleural effusion, when fluid builds up in the layers of tissues between your lungs and the chest wall, which is known as the pleural space. People with hypothyroidism can develop pleural effusions. Usually, the volume of extra fluid in the pleural space is small, less than one-third of your pleural cavity. But larger amounts of fluid can build up, especially in the setting of pneumonia, cardiac failure, or other medical conditions that may be associated with or made worse by hypothyroidism. Small amounts of fluid that build up in your pleural space usually won't cause symptoms, but large amounts can cause fast breathing, shortness of breath, and chest pain. While the exact reason this occurs is unknown, hypothyroidism does seem to make it easier for fluid to move from your small blood vessels, or known as capillaries, into this pleural space. There's also something called myxedema coma. While uncommon, people who have untreated or undiagnosed hypothyroidism can develop a life-threatening condition called myxedema coma. Very low levels of thyroid hormone that are seen in myxedema coma can lead to respiratory failure, making it harder to breathe on your own. Because of this, carbon dioxide levels in your body increase while oxygen levels decrease. Myxedema coma is rare, but it is a medical emergency that requires treatment in a hospital. Symptoms include decreased breathing, low blood pressure, low blood sugar, changes in mood, and a below normal body temperature. So, does taking thyroid medication help with any breathing-related symptoms? Hypothyroidism is manageable by taking thyroid hormone replacement medication. If hypothyroidism is the cause of your breathing problems over time, a treatment plan with thyroid hormone medication can help improve lung weakness, decrease the amount of fluid in your pleural space, and reduce the size of goiter, although it doesn't usually go away completely. People with obstructive sleep apnea may see some improvement with thyroid hormone replacement medications, but keep in mind, sleep apnea usually doesn't go away completely solely from thyroid treatment. This is because other factors like being overweight can also contribute to sleep apnea. So here's a quick note from Paloma. Knowing your thyroid levels is the first step to making sure that your thyroid is functioning correctly and preventing breathing complications. Paloma's painless finger prick home blood test kit is all you need to stay on top of your thyroid levels. If your lab results come back elevated, Paloma has a team of thyroid doctors available to help you understand your results and create an optimal treatment plan for you. Book an appointment and receive quality care from the comfort of your home today. That's it for today's episode. A quick FYI, all of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a Paloma member with the discount code podcast. The links, terms, and conditions can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Showman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.